The Coon Rapids Baird boys golf team has qualified for the state tournament. Talking now with their head coach, Andy Klein, as they get ready to compete later this week. Coach, I mean, you guys are state tournament bound. Tell me the thoughts and feelings and the excitement around the program about that opportunity.
Well, thanks for having us and thanks for the support. It's definitely a goal every year, obviously, to make the state tournament, but golf's a difficult sport, and you know, sometimes you fall short and whatnot, but it's still kind of at the point where it doesn't feel real. I'm really excited for these kids. They've earned it. This group of seniors have been working towards it all year. So I'm just kind of allowing them to enjoy the moment, and we're really working hard to fine-tune some things before next week's tournament.
Go all the way back to the start of the year. Was this something that you felt like this group had the makings of doing, or was it a matter of a point in the year where you realized that this team was pretty good and could do something like this?
Yeah, this five or six seniors on this team have been pretty solid throughout their high school career. So I think the ability to reach the state tournament was definitely something that was possible. But in a short two-month season, you just don't know how guys are going to how quickly their game's going to adapt and how quickly they're going to be able to knock the rust off. And at times we played a little inconsistent where we were just maybe getting two or three good scores and we weren't putting a full tournament together. But I think over the last 2 to 3 weeks, we've really started to put things together and been consistent from top to bottom, and that's really helped propel us into the state tournament.
Back at your district meet there on Monday, you know, a really tight team battle. You know, you guys end up winning the district. Speak to, you know, the performance that you saw and how you guys were able to do just enough to qualify.
Yeah, we knew, well, in our sectionals, we had played Earlham, and we'd played Earlham in a scrimmage earlier in the year, so we knew what a tough team they were, and I think our regional was one of the tougher regionals. So the kids knew how competitive it was going to be. You know, we played a practice round in Fort Dodge. We went over the course a lot as a team, and we went over holes and simulating playing. And so I was just really trying to get them as comfortable with the course as possible in a short amount of time. And the kids were very focused, and they understand, I think, now that they've been playing with me for a couple months, they understand what my expectation is and how important it is just to keep the ball in play and minimize the big numbers and how important that can be at the end of the tournament, just to one or two strokes. And you saw that with the final results, how close it was.
Who are some of the guys that have, you know, made up the state tournament team and been the leaders this year?
Well, consistently, Max Sherbin and Gavin Heiderscheidt, Logan Kenyon, yeah, Landon Cook, Jace Baker's really come on here at the end of the year, Bennett Heiderscheidt, a lot of those guys, that's been our top six here the last 2 or 3 weeks, and those guys have really shown, four out of the six are seniors, and those guys have really shown throughout their careers that they're consistent good players.
Andy Klein, the head boys golf coach at Coon Rapids Baird, as they get ready for the state tournament. I know, you know, kind of throughout the year, it feels like, you know, Max has kind of been your leader, and then Gavin and Bennett have been right there as well. Speak to, you know, the top of the lineup. What do those guys do so well that's allowed them to put together good scores, meet in and meet out?
I think some of it is just experience. They've played in a lot of high school tournaments, so that helps keep them relaxed. And they just really work hard at the little things, and they understand that these courses that we play, you don't have to overpower them. We're not playing from huge distances, so if you can keep the ball, you know, in the short grass or between the trees, kind of take your medicine at times when you have a chance to just get the ball back in play instead of trying to hit some hero shot. They're just doing it. It's maturity, and they have that maturity on the golf course, and that helps them get around better than most.
Now, as you look to the state tournament, I mean, what are the expectations going into that?
Well, I think we're playing well, so it would sure be nice to compete at the top half there's obviously going to be some great teams there. And I would really like to see the young men play well enough that first day that to at least put us in position to compete on that second day. I mean, I think, if you look at a lot of professional golfers, those first couple days of the tournament, they try to manage their game to put themselves in a position on Saturday and Sunday to compete. And that's all we're going to do at the state tournament. It's a 2-day tournament. So manage your game well the first day. And if you put yourself in position the second day, then you give yourself a chance, and you never know what will happen at that point.
That's Andy Klein, the head boys golf coach at Coon Rapids Baird, as they get ready to compete at the state tournament. Coach, appreciate the time and wish you the best going forward.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate your support.